Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, before we go around the NFL, we were just talking about the gestures in sports that you loved and or hated, some ones that came in. And I thought about it before the segment, of course. In doing the segment, I got distracted and I didn't bring up the Texans ones specifically, where I power ranked these for me, okay?
Okay.
You got the J.J. Watt salute, classic.
All right.
You've got the Arian Foster namaste, right? And you've got Brian Cushing doing a lasso. Am I forgetting one? Is that one that's coming through? Oh, yes.
In terms of gestures?
Yeah, you also have the saber.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. Antonio Smith?
Yes.
Yeah. What about this one? This one might rub people the wrong way. I'm not talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm talking about... Brandon Cooks.
That is
with
a wild
arrow.
Shot. Oh, yes.
And there you get the touchdown. You do the bow and arrow.
What about the Rock Boys?
Oh, God. Oh, don't bring that up.
We was having fun, and you went and ruined it.
Who was in the Rock Boys again?
Oh, God, I don't want to remember.
Hey, don't. Then
we
don't.
Hear, Merciless. Hey,
no one is forcing you to do this.
Merciless.
Yeah.
It was, who was that guy? Jacob Martin.
Yeah.
Was it Covington?
How did you remember that? Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. Christian Covington.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was another guy. I forgot.
God, I hated the Rock Boys thing so much. God almighty.
They used to do the guitar.
Yeah. What are we? God. Oh, power rank? I'm going to go namaste. That was iconic and unique and a badass player. I'll put that against the J.J. Watt.
The salute?
Yeah.
It is iconic.
Yeah.
Dare I say, at the risk of being booed off the stage, which is fine. That was in the era where I was very much with everybody else that was like, oh, here come Golden Boy again. Doing his salute.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because J.J. Watt, you know, he gave a little bit of that energy. But, of course, he produced, and I wouldn't say it to his face. that would be a bad thing to do. But, of course, J.J. Watt, incredible. Incredible human, incredible player, all of those things. Let's go around the NFL. And, of course, the wild – I mean, I guess it's not all that wild, man. People pass every day. However, it was really unexpected. It felt like it was out of nowhere. Right around, what about, like 6 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah.
We get the reporting that Indianapolis Colts owner, Jim Irsay, longtime older owner of the Colts, mind you, and kind of boisterous in some ways, complex is that what people say?
Renaissance man.
When somebody passes and they got some good and they got some bad in here and we don't know what to say about all of it. He passed away at the age of 65. And can I be completely honest? Is this indeed a safe space?
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw the Adam Schefter reporting. And, of course, I don't say this to be insensitive, but just where I was in that moment. And we did not have any real information on what it actually was that caused him to pass. And I can't lie. My immediate thought was one of those complexities of Jim Irsay was, okay, so, like, the you know, the narcotics got to him or what have you. That was where I went to. And that is not fair, right? He went to rehab. He did all those things as well. But that was where my brain went. Ultimately, what we did find out, though, from a statement that the Indianapolis Colts put out, was that he passed peacefully in his sleep, which I guess, I mean, that is more, I guess, happier to hear about that. But 65 is not very old. And I think that myself and Figgy were talking about that yesterday.
Listen, I don't think that's unfair to think that. I think it's, you know, given his complexities, as you put it, I think he was... It's definitely something that you can consider. You know, they made a statement. I don't know. You know, statements can be made that are just sort of tempered from the reality.
And they ain't going to put out what really happened if it's something happened like that.
So I don't think that's unfair.
But I feel like if it was something like that, they probably wouldn't go so far as to say specifically that he passed peacefully to sleep, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Like, I think that that's one of those instances where you go, let's lie by omission rather than outright.
But here's
if that was indeed the case, is what I'm saying.
He passed in his sleep in the afternoon.
People sleep in the afternoon, Lopez.
I understand that. But it does add a layer to, okay, in the middle of the day.
Well, his final tweet, which was probably somewhere like 8 hours before the at least we found out about him passing. Obviously, I don't know exactly when he passed. I don't got that kind of information.
Yeah.
But his final tweet was about the Pacers. Obviously, they played their game one of the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday. And, you know, obviously when you're a team owner in that city, typically those, you know, teams kind of try to support each other publicly. And that was what he was doing. So maybe he was getting a nap in before he went and watched the basketball game or what have you. I don't know.
This could be the most, you know, innocent in a way, you know, easy. I don't even know what the right word is. You know, very direct. He passed
natural.
His sleep. Natural. He just passed in sleep. But I don't think it's unfair to wonder. And we may get some more information on that. We may not. Who knows? It is something about Jim Irsay. I crossed paths with him occasionally back in the day. Really, when he wasn't even officially the owner sometimes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When he was still, like a general manager or what have you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, second-generation team owner, and he at one point became the youngest general manager at the age of 24,
24.
And the youngest team owner in the league at 37 when he did.
And so there is an aspect of this, as much as you want to be sensitive and, you know, rest in peace. And, you know, the accolades coming in from him, from his former players, are really, really outstanding. I think they say a lot about the guy with all his complexities, with all his demons. He was an unvarnished character that players loved, like absolutely loved that guy. So that says a lot about him as a person. But then there's this, which I don't think is insensitive as well. What now? You know, what now with the Indianapolis Colts? Ownership is going to be passed to his three daughters, and that's by his wishes before he passed. And one of them, Carly Irsay Gordon, is going to be the voting member of the daughters. Anytime there's a change at the very, very top, I mean, things tend to be done differently. And is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does Chris Ballard, you know, because Jim Irsay was very active in football, you know, in the actual football operation.
If you remember, that's part of what happened in that weird time where you ended up with Jeff Saturday finishing out a season as a coach coming from the TV booth to do this, right? Mm-hmm. He has been very, perplexing in some ways in that way. So, I mean, I think Figgy asked last night because, again, we were in the same place. About the same place when we heard this.
Yeah.
And one of the things you asked was just like, what does this mean for Chris for Chris Ballard? And I don't have a good answer for that.
I don't. Go ahead.
See, that's the first thing I thought about because I kind of brought it to here mm-hmm. when Bob Minnaar passed away. I know he wasn't really running the team, per se, during his last moments, yeah. but that kind of kept Bill O'Brien around a little longer, right?
It sure did. It absolutely did. And I think it could go in either direction for Chris Ballard. With new ownership, you know, the sisters in charge, they may say, hey, let's kind of what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
he might be might be family at this point where they say, you know what, my dad really liked him, or, so we going to give him a little more of a chance, or it could be the total opposite.
No, or they don't want to come in and just like immediately change everything.
Sure.
They might want to just say, all right, let's see how it plays out or whatever. I think there's some legitimate questions about the Colts and their operation.
Yeah, and not to mention they haven't been good as the last couple years.
Well, don't worry about that. There's people who have been doing their projections that apparently have the Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South.
Oh, so he's safe then. If that's the case, he's safe.
I think you should fairly ask, will there be as many shoot-from-the-hip decisions? Because that's what Jim Irsay did.
100%.
He shot from the hip. Are his daughters going to maybe defer? Is Chris Ballard going to be a little bit more, just regimented in how he does things, disciplined in how he does things? It's going to change the operation. And I think that's something that the entire AFC South, you know, is going to feel.
Yeah, the one more thing that I probably thought of with Jim Irsay, actually one of the first things I thought about was just how boisterous he is as a personality. Like, he said some things that have gotten him in hot water, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
Tweeted some things.
He
was on Twitter.
I'm not going to lie. Right? Obviously, like, God bless the dead and all that. But there was people that got on social media digging up them old tweets. And I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I was reading them. But one of the things that I think that he also, like, I'm interested how the other team owners will miss him. Because I think he served a very interesting role within the team, like team ownership, right? Mm-hmm. Like that is a club in a way. Some people call it a boys club or what have you. Like that is a club in a way. They're very selective of who they let in. And I think that everybody kind of finds various roles. And for Jim Irsay, I think one of the things that he would do is say the thing that didn't nobody else feel like saying.
Right.
Like he was like, well, I'll say it. I'll be the person who says it. Because he had that kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, does that fall to someone else? How do the owners kind of manage that? Because I do think that he operated in that space, and they kind of needed that, especially to maintain a level of stasis in the way that, like, the league team owners represent themselves to the public.
I think it's going to affect everything from what we just talked about in just terms of shoot-from-the-hip decisions, et cetera, to the draft. I think it's going to affect the draft. I think it's going to affect, how they just operate as an organization. Will some of the decision-making, you know, just day-to-day operations be different? It's hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, he was – I think I saw a story about, him standing strong on the decision to draft Peyton Manning in 1998 when there was a little bit of wiggle and waver in that room. He was like, no, this is the guy, which, of course, I imagine there's a look here in Houston where they, hey, you might have thought about drafting somebody else there, buddy. But obviously, rest in peace to Jim Irsay, passed away at the age of 65, which also – not being a little bit open here, 65 ain't that old, and that made me start thinking about my mom. And
oh sure,
yeah, that kind of I was telling Reggie yesterday. I'm like, man, my dad is 68.
Yeah,
I'm like, he was younger than my dad.
Yeah, remember when we had that discussion? I think it brought up the question because there was a 74-year-old guy that I knew, and somebody posted "gone too soon," and I thought, is gone too soon at 74? I think we landed on 65. 65 is the limit.
Line of demarcation.
Yeah, 65 is the limit.
All right.
You're gone too soon up until 65.
From the 713, Jack Easterby going to slide in. Let him.
Let him. Yeah.
I think, you know what? View this as a letter of recommendation, Colts. I think Jack Easterby would be great for your program. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'd help things out. Go ahead and do that. That's exactly what you need. You just need a prayerful man to guide Anthony Richardson through this tumultuous early times, and I'm sure that it'll pan out. Just do that. Some other things around the NFL. Hard Knocks, the HBO documentary series that is a staple of getting ready for the NFL season and now watching the NFL season as well. It will go for the first time to Buffalo for the training camp. So we'll get the Buffalo Bills featured in training camp, which, are you excited for this? Because I feel like there's one person in particular who I can't wait to see, even though we don't typically do this.
Who's
that? Like the higher level players.
I think who you're thinking of.
Being focal points, it's usually kind of those guys on the perimeter that possibly are fighting for any roster spot.
Yeah.
He is a young guy. He plays wide receiver.
Oh.
His name is Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I want to get at least one episode where the Keon Coleman gets out here and has and gets to show off his eccentricities, as they call them.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of more excited about the NFC East, the N Division.
Yes.
Yeah,
that N-Division. Is the other one, is that we found out that the N Division, and this is just
That's gonna be cool.
This is just easy money.
Oh, it's just layups right? Everywhere. Every team is a layup.
Because you have the Dallas Cowboys who just, they are media darlings to much everybody's chagrin, but they still exist there, so they end up being central. The Philadelphia Eagles who just won a Super Bowl. So
push.
What? Yeah, seeing
much they work on it. Oh, no, we're going to see all that.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of, right? And I know Liam Shriver, who is the voice of it, does not write this himself, but I'm going to cringe so damn hard at the first tush-push pun that they make. Because, it's just the whole script. Like, they're like, hey, what am I seeing on screen and how do I make a pun out of this?
Yeah.
And the tush-push pun is going to, I throw my remote through my TV. I'm telling you for certain. I might do it.
But it's all gold.
But you got those guys.
Giants. Commanders.
I was like, Giants.
Jameis Winston.
But yeah. Well, I guess, the quarterbacks there might make that interesting, seeing what that level
is. It's gold, man.
The Commanders is also a very interesting one. What happens for year two of that experiment where they brought in a
little Laramie
Tunsil?
Oh, yeah.
Or will he be there?
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Well, it's in season.
Yeah.
At that point,
in season? Oh, okay, okay. I was about to say, training camp, he might just pop up.
You're going
to
be on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, he does. Indeed have to. And finally, I'll leave you with this around the NFL. Aaron Rodgers has given us a reason as to why he is delayed signing with the Steelers.
Okay.
Sounds like you really want to hear it. All right, here you go. This is a quote that, of course, he gave to the Pat McAfee show because they are the exclusive home of Aaron Rodgers talking. Quote, I'm in a serious relationship. I have off-the-field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I've made. I have a couple people in my inner circle who are battling some difficult stuff, so I have a lot of things that are taking my attention. Because the conversations have been had, there's no more contemplation. I'm taking care of my people right now, and I'm taking care of my personal life responsibilities, and I'm keeping the conversation open as well.
That's called life. And there are how many players in the NFL? A lot of them have very similar things going on in their lives.
But not all of them are Aaron Rodgers,
Not all of them are Aaron Rodgers.
Not all of them are Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. so I'm guessing you're not buying that. It's not good for you.
Sell.
All right. I don't think that was what we're
talking about. That's a tease, baby.
Is it? All right. There you go. That's around the NFL here in loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 281. Is it true Duane Brown is the O-line coach for the Texans? It is not. The O-line coach for the Texans is, I was about to say Chris Joster. He was the O-line coach. It's Cole Popovich who stepped up from being the assistant O-line coach last season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we know what the Texans' schedule is. We now actually have like preliminary betting lines on the schedule for whatever that is worth. What are your biggest worries and what is your what do you have the most confidence on when it comes to these games on the 2025 Texans schedule? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.